Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right, so happy Friday, everyone. Happy Friday. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It is Friday, man.
It is the best day ever.
It is the best day ever. It is the best day ever. A day we have never seen before.
Yes.
And never will see again. I find that to be fascinating. It's similar to that argument, well, not argument, that point made by somebody that if you step in a river, the water you step in 5 minutes later or even tomorrow is not the same water.
All right.
But it's amazing how God has given us a new day and a new opportunity to see his handiwork, to be his mouthpiece, his hands, his heart. And for us to know that we need to seize the day, because this day, we will, no matter how long we live, mm-hmm. we will never, ever see this day again. Brand new.
Brand new.
Oh, my goodness. That is exciting.
And also, with the brand new day, his mercies are brand new.
Mercies are also brand new.
Yes.
And don't I need him? I need the mercies, man. Listen, happy Friday, everyone who's listening. This is the Dad Up Radio Show. I have my wonderful co-host with us today. Hey, I thought normally Mike joins us on Friday, man. Oh, he hasn't got a good joke.
Still, so, yeah. Mm. They can't find the jokes. I guess we got them all taken, you know.
But listen, I think next week Friday we might have a full house, because next week Friday is our three-month anniversary here on this radio show. To just give a recap to those who are listening for the first time and to all of you who are listening, we started on August 1st of this year, and we gave ourselves, or should I say, the funding gave us a sort of three-month run to see, one, how well received this program is, and how much of a need it satisfies out there. Like anything else, TV or otherwise, you'll see something, but they either pull it or increase it depending on the impact. And the only way we know what impact we're having is to have our listeners mm-hmm. call in, texting, emailing to say, we're listening and we're praying. And so we need to make a decision within the next week or so as to whether we continue. We want to, but God has only given us so much time mm-hmm. and so much resources to maximize and use. We're stewards of what he gives to us.
Yes.
And so we're asking you, our listening audience, to call us, text us, email us, and let us know you are hearing this. It is making an impact and in a very tangible way supporting this program. We are truly honored to be part of this groundbreaking.
Yes.
Show and movement. Seriously, there's no other radio show, definitely in Florida, that is father-focused, mm-hmm. father-friendly, that seeks to lift up and empower fathers. No.
Yeah. And well, you came up with this concept, and I jumped on the bandwagon quickly, and we love doing this. We want to keep doing this. And again, we didn't know what type of impact it would have.
We didn't.
But it's having an impact, and we would love to keep it going.
Yes, we would. And again, for us and the rest of the crew, part of the learning process for us, Charles and fellow co-hosts out there who I'm hoping and knowing that you're listening, I know you do because you generally text and give us a feedback, is that we need to be humble enough to know that it is God who determines and orders our steps.
Yes.
And even though this program, this station has been around for 35 years and going because of the support from the listening audience, God might want us here for just a short time, and we need to be humble enough to say, all right, thank you, Lord, you used us for this time, and we move on to the next thing.
Yes, and part of the process, especially with men, the hardest thing to do is to submit yourself.
Yeah.
And we have submitted ourselves to God's plan and God's will. His will be done.
Amen. And this is not sort of a defeatist defense mechanism to say, oh, well, it didn't work, it must be God's will. That's not. We know at least three things that have come out of this. As I said to our listening audience, and I'm going to repeat that, from this 3-month run that we have had, we have three schools that we will be doing Operation Daducation in. And I want to give a shout out to our friend in Delray, Sherman, who is recovering from surgery. My brother, we are praying for you. Yes. But when he heard this program, he called us up. We spoke to him live on the radio. He got his pastors, his church, his local school in Delray, Pine Grove Elementary, and we're going to be doing some work there. Fathers and father figures and dad tours, that's volunteers, reading to and with kids.
Yes. And he has some great jokes, too.
Listen, man, he certainly did. And then the same thing in Riviera Beach and the same thing in Fort Pierce. So even if we stop this format, but those operations, those yes. movements in the community have been given birth and life and momentum, I say to God be the glory.
Yes. Yeah. We got those three chapters going, and we hope to have many more chapters
starting up. I believe so. So we're using this opportunity to appeal to you, our listening audience, to call us and text us and let us know, are you hearing us? You remember when you were growing up and radio was the only thing, and there was, yes. I can't remember, but is anybody out there?
Yes.
There? And there was like an echo. Anyhow, so we want to know, is there anybody out there? Please call us, 561-229-2379, or text us at 561-229-2379, or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. Let us know you are listening, and we ask for three things. We ask for your prayers. We ask that you will pray that God will direct us. For us to know when to continue, for us to know when to stop, for us to know when to accelerate and increase, to depend upon him. Two, we ask for your hours. We're asking for volunteers to give at least 60 minutes a week, 1 hour, to make a difference in the life of a fatherless child. And then we ask for your tax-deductible donation to pay for your time and everything else that gets this program going. But we're delighted to be here.
Yes.
And speaking of format, we chose spies as a guide to our discussions each morning. So on Mondays, we encourage our fathers and father figures to pay attention to their spiritual life. So imagine your car having five tires, S being spiritual, P being physical. We look at that on Mondays, on Tuesdays, on Wednesdays, we look at the intellectual mental health, Thursdays emotional. And today we're going to talk a little bit about our social life. It's the weekend and people like to have let their hair down if they have any, and just chill out with friends. But your social life is not just the weekend. Mm-hmm. Whom you surround yourself with determines who you are generally.
Yeah. A lot of times if someone wants to know who a person is, they look at their circle of friends.
Look at their circle of friends.
Yes.
The Bible speaks to that. Mm-hmm. Again, one of the reasons I love the word is that there's no issue that it doesn't speak to.
Right.
Even if the issue is modern, there's nothing new under the sun, really.
Right.
The Bible speaks to it. And when God made man, he made us social beings.
Yes.
I find it fascinating that Adam had all the animals he could. What sort of dog you have there?
I have a Yorkshire Terrier.
Yorkshire Terrier.
It's 7.5 pounds,
yeah. Yeah, he had all the animals he wanted to play with. Fruits, vegetables. And in addition to that, he had, I would say, unfettered access to God himself.
Yes.
And the first thing God said, that wasn't good, and sin hadn't even entered the world yet.
Yes. And he said it wasn't good for man to be alone, because there was no one else like him there. So even though he had the animals and named the animals, you could say there was nobody for him to relate to.
And so God made him a helpmate.
Yes.
Back to, I'm going to digress for a little bit. I like that part where he named the animals. I mean, and when you look at some of the animals right now, I would give them those same names. I can look at your little dog there and say, that's a
Yorkie.
Yeah. I would call him a hippopotamus. I mean, so Adam did a great job calling that ugly, I mean, that big animal hippopotamus. And again, what I also find fascinating, you got me started here, man. Mm-hmm. Abraham Maslow, that very wise guy who talked about the hierarchy of needs that we all have. I'm thinking, hold on a minute. All of his ideas, they weren't so new, man. From the very beginning, God knew that man needed some basic needs, somewhere to live, friends, companionship, love. And then his top of the period mid thing, self-actualization. I can just imagine God saying to Adam, Adam, go self-actualize. Use your mind. Name those animals. But anyhow, the Bible. Yes. And the way it speaks to the fact that we need other people around us, friends, supporters, sometimes even critics.
Yes. I dare say that a good leader should not always have yes people around them. Because you never, if you have yes people around you all the time, you never know if what you're doing is effective or if it's good. You have to have somebody bold enough to say, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah. And to the point you just made, no matter how good your eyesight is, I see you wear glasses, so they're probably not that good without them, but no matter how good your eyesight is, you can never have a 360-degree view of yourself.
Right.
You can't. You need somebody else who is looking on to see all of you.
Yes, and a lot of times the people looking on, with their perspective, they bring a different perspective to what you're doing that you won't see.
Or don't want to see.
That's true.
Or don't want to see. There's a very interesting story in the Old Testament about a king who took over from his dad. In fact, it was one of David's sons.
Yes.
Rehoboam?
It was one of David's grandsons.
Oh, it was.
He took over. After his dad, Solomon, died.
All right, okay. And he started out with a good idea. He wanted to consult people who were there before him, hopefully, as to how he should rule. So his initial reaction or action was to consult the aged, the old men. That's in First Kings 12.
Mm-hmm. And at verse 6.
What did verse 6 say?
It says, and King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon, his father, while he yet lived, and said, how do ye advise that I may answer this people? And they spake unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this day, unto this people this day, and wilt serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever.
So here was this king who had all authority and all power, but felt it necessary to reach out to somebody else. So far, so good.
Yeah.
And that's powerful, because I might think I'm the best thing since sliced bread, and I'm not. I might think I'm the best dad, and I'm not. But it behooves me to reach out to others.
Yes. And there were aspects of his father's Solomon's reign that the people were asking
for changes.
Could you make a change? And they said, if you make these changes, we will serve thee.
I don't see that. That's like a win-win.
Yes.
I make some changes and I have your loyalty.
Yes.
So he went to the old man. Now, I'm fascinated by old. I'm not sure where that age starts.
Yes.
But I would almost put old / experienced
yes.
man.
That's true. That's true. But
What when he got the advice, what did he do?
Well, after they told him what their experience is telling them, verse 8 says, but he forsook their counsel of the counsel of the old man, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men.
Hold it a minute. So he got some advice from not just some old people, but some experienced people.
Yes.
And he forsook their advice and went to his dogs. I mean, sorry, his comrades, his peers.
Yeah. And the older experienced men knew what was best for the people. But yet he went to his younger men that were grown up with him.
I suspect so. They certainly probably were his same age, went to the same school,
yes.
played the same basketball, told the same jokes.
Yes.
And they said what to him?
In verse 9 said, and he said unto them, what counsel give ye that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, make the yoke which thy father did put us upon us lighter? In verse 10, and the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, thus shalt thou speak unto this people that spake unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make it thou lighter unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. Verse 11, and now whereas my father did lay you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father had chastened you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions.
With scorpions. And by the way, just for our listening audience, that whole story is in First Kings
chapter 12.
From verse 6 onwards. Fascinating
yes.
Story to read. But the point that is clear there, I would say, Charles, is that as men, as dads, and as father figures, one, it behooves us to choose whom we circle
yes.
ourselves with, and who choose who which advice we listen to.
Yes, and I guess we're all guilty of it, of listening to our peers who may not always have our best interests in mind. There may be even some self-grandize of them. If I tell him this,
right.
then he'll
yeah.
pull me in
and be part of his inner circle.
Yes, but we're not saying that the older experience always have great advice.
Thank you. The fact that you have gray hair, the fact that you have no hair because it dropped out because of age, does not necessarily mean you're wiser.
Yes, yes.
But there's something to be said about the person who has lived longer than you.
Yes, and who have seen things and can tell you, this is what I believe is best for everyone. There will be someone that won't agree, but you have to make decisions based on what's best for everyone. You can't please everyone, but you can make decisions based on what's best for everyone.
Oh man, that is amazing, especially in this day in which we live, where advice is coming from every which way,
yes.
social media, friends, talking heads, everybody has advice as to what to do that you could end up thinking, what is right?
Yes, and I can remember telling my youngest son that, yes, talking to your friends is okay. But they haven't experienced anything. I've experienced what you're going through.
Right.
I can tell you which way to go, what not to do, what to do. And hopefully you will take that advice. But a lot of times our children will side with their peers, and that's peer pressure.
That is one of the reasons coaches, teachers, ministers, mm-hmm. youth leaders are so very important, because the kids might not listen to their parents.
That's true.
Those individuals might say the same thing.
Exactly.
And they listen. So really, mentors, dad tours, we're invaluable.
Yeah, and we probably thought the same things. I didn't realize how smart my parents were.
Until you grew up.
Until I had my own children, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's Friday, and this is Social Wellness Day, and what we are saying to our dads and father figures is to ensure that your circle of friends does not just reflect the same thoughts that you have and the same views as you have. In fact, I'd go as far as saying, and I'm going out here on the limb, Charles, that if all your friends, especially in this country, especially in this state, in this age, if all your friends are black, then something is wrong.
Yes.
And if all your friends are white, then something is wrong with you.
Yes, because your view will only be skewed towards what you must be well-rounded.
Yes. So if Rehoboam had all his advisors been young, you see what that led to. And yes, if all of them were just aged men and not reflecting the other parts of the community, then something would be missing.
Yes.
I'm so grateful to God that he has enriched our lives with all types of individuals with different backgrounds. And so our social life should be enriched by us choosing wisely friends and advisors from all different walks of life and all types of backgrounds. In fact, that's how I think the church should be. The church should reflect the community in which it's existing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to follow up with the story here in 1 Kings, verse 19, after Rehoboam, he sided and said, I'm going to take the counsel of the younger men. Mm-hmm. Verse 19 said, so Israel rebelled.
So there was a rebellion
against the house of David until this day.
That is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's taking the advice of the young men.
Yeah.
There are young men who have great advice.
In fact, some of them are wiser than their age. I think, yeah, you're right.
But in this case, it wasn't so.
And I don't see where there, and I need to reread that chapter, where he sought advice from God also.
No, he didn't. I didn't see it either.
It's good to go to young, old, in between, but start with the person who knows it all.
Yes.
Especially since you're the leader, the king.
Yes.
And we are leaders and kings of our own homes.
And that's what his father Solomon did. He went to God and said, how shall I judge
these people? At least that's how he started.
That's how he started,
Listen, man, let's break. For not a commercial, but a DGJ, Dad's Got Jokes. You go first, man.
Yeah? You always tell
you
me.
Go first.
See, I set the standard.
All right.
Okay. What do you get from a pampered cow?
Did I hear that one before? What do you get from a pampered cow? I don't know.
You from a pampered cow, you get spoiled milk.
Okay, all right. Spoiled milk, that's not a bad one.
I'm glad Karen's not here. She gave me a thumbnail.
Yeah, she's the new judge of our jokes. So one of my dreams, I drive a sort of so-called hybrid car. It gives me 40 miles to the gallon. I love it. And I'm looking forward to getting an electric car. I really am.
Okay.
But apparently, electric car drivers are being arrested and indicted.
Why is that?
They're charged with battery.
Wow.
And I don't want that happening to me, man. No.
Jeez.
I know, man. Charged with battery.
Okay.
You're laughing because it's a good one? All right, then. Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm older than you, so you know, I'll take the counsel of the younger man.
You'll take the counsel of the younger man. Listening audience, we ask that you give us a call. We really need to hear from you if this program is having an impact, as well as your suggestions. As I said from the outset, while we know where we would like to be and where we'd like to go, we're building the plane as we're flying. What we set out to do from the beginning was to use this vehicle, this channel, to one, challenge our fathers, empower fathers to be more engaged in their children's lives, as well as to find volunteers, dad tours, who could work alongside the many children in our communities who don't have a father figure. And so far, we have three very good opportunities to do that in Riviera Beach, in Delray Beach, and in Fort Pierce. But we need your help in order to continue this program, and we ask that you will help us by praying. We need your prayers. We ask that you'll help us by your hours, by volunteering, and we ask for your dollars. It could be $10 a month. Actually, $10 a month from each person would make a difference. I learned something from our station here that there are individuals who will make a pledge. They don't have it right now, but they're either waiting for their tax return or something, and they make a pledge. There was somebody who, in their will, left something for the station. Yes. We're not asking you to die, but we're asking you to help us live and this program to keep going on. And you can call us at or text us at 561-229-2379, 561-229-2379, or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.
Well, our good friend in Texas, Tony, said we had two good ones. So,
there we go. Thank you, Tony. I think he's your friend. He just wants you to feel a little bit better.
Well, he did say two good ones now. He could have just, if he was only my friend.
All right, then. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Tony. Thank you, my brother. We are excited about where God is leading us, and we trust Him to be the final answer. The Bible says we should, He does grant us the desires of our hearts. Mm-hmm. Our desires, my desire, is to continue reaching out to the public via this means. Mm-hmm. But I also have a desire to do what He sees best.
Yes.
And so we will continue to plow on.
And it also says to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto our own understanding. Yes.
Next week will be a crucial week. It will be an exciting week as we come to the end of October. Next weekend, we're going into the prison to work with those fathers. We got postponed because of an incident in the prison, but next week we will. Halloween weekend. In the meantime, we ask for your prayers. And make sure you have a great day. We also close by saying,
Dad up!
Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.